Okay, you guys, let's do this. It's gonna be so professional. Like, so professional. Here we go. Welcome to the Lab Support Podcast with your hosts, Michelle Van Dusen and June Colson, a couple of clean comedians who support each other and others through comedy's wacky and winding roads. I hope you're ready. Get set. Let's go. Since podcasts have a catchy tune, we wrote this song for Michelle and June. Clean comedians are best friends too. Oh, so good. And you never know what they'll say or do. Here we go, sing with me on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. We'll have a ball, with June, who's really tall. They have fun, interviewing comedians on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. Now it's time to start Lab Support.
The Lab Support Podcast is brought to you by the Hot Breath Comedy Network.
Welcome to the award-winning Lab Support Podcast. I'm your host, June Bug Colson, here with Michelle with one L, Rhonda Colson Corey's friend, don't call me Shelly, Trisha's sister, Michelle Van Dusen.
Hey!
And we start with a musical interlude, a kazoo. What's up, Buttercup?
Oh my gosh, can we get any more roadblocks or things we have to hop over just to get this podcast today? Oof, that's
a
crazy.
Technical difficulty, you know, but never give up. Y'all just get what you get.
That's right. You just get what you get. And then I realized, wow, you are really, really quiet. And I'm like, oh yeah, I got to turn my volume back up.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that opening song is so loud in my ears. I got to turn it to like, it's almost silent. So
it's good thing It's so beautiful and almost like lyrically genius. You know what I mean? So if you're going to have something blast in your ears, I guess that's good. Well, we're recording today. It's a Monday. We've survived the weekend. Maybe that's why we shouldn't record on Mondays. Maybe that's what the problem is. We're recording on Monday and that's where the technical difficulty comes in. How was your weekend? Tell me what you did.
Okay, so this week was actually a lot of fun. So I was supposed to be doing a comedy event on Friday, and then that got canceled. So I thought, oh, well, then I'll jump over to the church was having a dinner. So I went to the dinner at church. But then I found out that another comedian friend of ours was going to be in town, and I really wanted to go hear them. But I thought they were going to be there on Saturday, and their schedule got changed. I was like, oh, no. So I went to the church dinner, and then like as soon as the speaker stopped, you know, like as soon as they were done with their message, I booked it out of there to go make the show of our friend. And then, but parking was insane. So I drove around trying to find a parking spot. And then I saw some guy trying to find his car. I'm like, oh, are you leaving? He's like, yeah, when I find my car. And he told me what it looked like. I'm like, okay. So I found his car, and then I'm like honking, like it's over here. So then he got it. Yeah. So he left and I got his spot. So because of that, I was like 7 minutes late to when they first started. So I missed like the beginning, but I got the rest of it. And that was, they did really a great job. So then I,
So who is this mystery friend? Like, are you sworn to secrecy, or are we going to talk about who you went to see?
Oh no, I'm not sworn to secrecy. So what I said, no, I went to Extraordinary Women, which is an event, that they tour all across America, and it's a Friday night and a Saturday, event. And so I wanted to hear Shonda Pierce do her comedy. And originally she was scheduled for Saturday, which was a different schedule because she's always been scheduled for the Friday night. And so I was excited this year. I'm like, oh, good. She'll be on Saturday. I'm like, this is going to be great because then I can get everything done I need to get done. And, but then found out that it got switched back to the original kind of, I'm like, ah. So anyway, I got to go see her and it was fantastic. And I bought her new book. She has a new book out there. So I haven't read any of it yet, but I'm excited to read it. Life is funny until it's not. So Yeah. And so, you know, she shared a little bit of that when she was doing her comedy, which was really good. And then Saturday, you know, was all seminar type of a thing. You know, so they have Michael O'Brien, who does all the worship for eWomen. So he does his thing. And then they have like three different speakers. And in between the speakers, they have the Compassion Children, and they have all these different ministries that Extraordinary Women sponsors and wants you to know about and get to know them, which is amazing. And, you know, the mental health coaching that I've gone through, that was introduced through Tim Clinton, who is the husband of Julie Clinton, who's the president of Extraordinary Women. And so, so he's a mental therapist, he's a doctor. And then his son has a new book out. He's Zach Clinton. I don't know if you ever met Zach. He's also a podcaster. And so he's got this new book, Even If, and it's really based off of the three Hebrew children in the fire, you know, even if, God doesn't rescue us, we're still not going to bow to you. So this whole thing is different stories along those lines. So it was really exciting to get that one. And then this is my new favorite. Woman Following Jesus. So this devotional, it's a 90-day devotional that Julie and her daughter wrote. And I love how it's set up and organized because, so they have different chapters. And so like, let's say the first one's priorities and distractions. And then from there, they have six different subcategories all based on that theme. And so it's every day. So it's 6 days. And so like the second chapter would be cultivating joy and happiness. And then every day it takes you through a joy thing, like choosing joy and sorrow, the joyful harvest, finding joy and obedience, joy as a strength, never stop seeking joy. Like they have all these different things. So I'm really excited and looking forward to checking this out. Anyway, the whole point is I had a great weekend and I'm exhausted. It was so tiring because it's, you know, early morning. And it goes, you know, till like 5 o'clock. The last speaker of the day was Tim Tebow. And I was so tired. I couldn't even stay for the rest of it.
He is an extraordinary woman. He is. It's interesting. The speakers, they're like, a guy leads worship. Tim Tebow closes out the show, but it's called Extraordinary Women. I'm a little confused, but that's okay. Like, I don't know what's happening, but okay.
Women attend. And then typically, you know, they have all female speakers and then occasionally they'll have a couple of men speakers. And so
I'm not saying a man can't speak at a women's event. It just sounds funny that it's called Extraordinary Women because you think you're going to get to hear from extraordinary women. And then it's like,
which you do.
Guy who leads worship. And here's a guy who's closing out the event. Interesting.
Well, you do. Like they've had Karen Kingsbury. They've had, Carol Kent. They've had Candace Cameron Bure.
So out of the three people you just said, the Candace Cameron is the only one that I know. We're talking about this. I didn't grow up like in church culture and knowing all the church people and the authors and who everybody's these is, but I know her because I grew up on Full House. So I knew who Kirk Cameron was. So then when, not Full House, but Growing Pains. And then when she was on Full House and then it was like, oh, that's Kirk Cameron's sister. So that's what I know. Our friend Jason Earls released a clip where he was on Candace Cameron's podcast. Jason Earls is a comedian out of, I think he's in Texas still. Mm-hmm. And he's been on our podcast before. He's a pastor and a comedian. I got to perform with him in Arkansas almost a year ago around this time. But he was just on her podcast talking about his, you know, George Carlin had the seven, like, simple words or something. I just went blank on what George Carlin's thing was. Jason Earls did a Christian spin on that. And it was like the seven words you can't say in church.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were kind of talking about that on her podcast. So yeah, when you listed all of those extraordinary women, I recognize Tim Tebow and Candace Cameron. Is it Burr? Like Burr. Okay, got it. Keep going. Your mic is muted. There you go.
Something along those lines. Anyway, there's always been very powerful women speakers throughout all the time. And I wish I could tell you who the speakers were this week. They were really good. A lady that's out of Colorado. Like I don't have the list in front of me. I wish I did. She was fantastic. And then someone that I think the eldest daughter of Tony Evans, but I don't remember her name, Crystal something. I don't know her married name. Great speaker. I mean, there was some really, what I love about Extraordinary Women is that the speaking, they have 45 minutes to do a message versus like 30. And so within the 45 minutes, you really get to have a good beginning, middle, and end, and a call to action kind of a thing. And it was really, really good. This year's theme was Have Faith. And it was, Oh, look at you wearing faith.
I have a t-shirt that says faith over fear. Now that comes from Lauren, from our friend Lauren, her tour, the Unknown Tour. This is t-shirts that they sell there, and it's the faith with the line, you know, the faith over fear. So that's interesting. Like, we didn't discuss this before, but I happen to be wearing a faith t-shirt, and you spent your whole weekend in a faith theme. So what was your big, I know this is the Laugh Support podcast, and we typically talk about comedy and those kind of things. But a lot of our friends are Christian comedians, and a lot of the events that they're working at are these faith-based. And Michelle and I happen to be Christian. So sometimes that's going to be the conversation with us. So tell me your big takeaway, or if there was, you know, a couple takeaways that you maybe didn't think about when it came to faith, if that was the theme this weekend. Is there something that pops out that you're like, wow, that was really interesting?
That is a great question. And I just, there were certain tidbits that, so it kind of also connects with what my pastor's wife spoke on Friday night, and then connects with the woman at the well kind of a thing, because Crystal Evans, whatever her last name is, she did this whole thing about water, you know. It just, the theme was about water and about, you know, being washed in the water. And then it just all this water stuff. And then what Heather was talking about and the connection of the two, it was, you don't have to be, you don't have to be out there just like doing things and being in everyone's, you know, viewpoint. And, you know, Jesus came at it, we would see it as he came out of his way to go see this woman that was doing an ordinary thing at a time frame that wasn't the normal time frame for things to be done, you know, like hidden away kind of a thing, doing extra work. He sought her out to redeem her, to restore her. And it's that kind of thing. Like if you're feeling like I'm not being seen, or I'm just, you know, what does life have meaning anymore? You know, like those kind of things. Know that God sees you. And if you just keep walking in what you're doing, you know, but keep your eyes open, there will be someone that's going to come along that will have the water that you need, that will have the refreshing that you need. You know, ask God for it, because he will send that person or that scripture or that event that you need to be at. Like, it'll be there. So it was just that kind of thing.
For our non-Christian or that people who maybe just knew in the faith and don't know that story, I'll give you the June bug version of it. There was a lady who was living a life outside of what God would want for her. She had multiple partners, husbands, you know, those kind of things. She had a reputation in town, and she went to the water, to the well, you know, to get water at a time that no one else usually is there. It's like the heat of the day and those kind of things. And that's where Jesus met her and had a conversation with her. And that's where he came into her life. And where she found love from him, and, you know, and that's where her life changed. So that's kind of what Michelle is talking about there. And she was super excited, and she ran back to town and and was ready to tell everybody about this amazing man that she met. So So yeah, so that's the theme. The theme was faith, and I love that. I love that it's like just a lot of times it's do, right? And our friends, you know, I think Marlo, I've heard Marlo, our friend Marlo Rutz say this several times, like you keep do, and then you're going to step in the do, right? Because you do, and you do, and you do, and you do. And in comedy, we can get like that too. And you can just get frazzled and you need that like rest and you need that person to come alongside you and kind of, you know, help you get back. To get back on track. So that sounds like an amazing weekend.
It was.
And there was like, I'm eating cheese. I apologize for our people who are watching. But I worked out this morning and my blood sugar was getting kind of low and I didn't want to eat something super sugary. So that's smart. I'm just getting a little cheese in my system. A
little cheese. So I want to make sure that I get these names right though, because I went ahead and looked it up. So it's Crystal Evans Hurst. Was the one that spoke on water. Ruth Chow Simmons, she's the one from Colorado, amazing artist and fantastic speaker. I like there's I'm glad so you said much.
Simons, because I've got to call my dentist and cancel my appointment. My dentist is Simon, Dr. Simon.
You're welcome.
I got to cancel the cleaning. Okay, go ahead.
And then Shailene Bryan, who's just a You got to look up these people, and then Joni Lamb, and then of course Julie Clinton, who is the one that runs it all. But Shonda Pierce was there, and it was fantastic. So there you go.
Did you get to visit with Shonda, or was one of those where you had to bounce in, bounce out, or it was so crazy, overwhelming? There was no hang out.
Shonda had to bounce in and bounce out.
Gotcha.
Because of you know what's been posted on her social media and how she injured herself. So they sent like a, you know, like she got like a private jet kind of a thing, but then it wasn't a private jet. It was something, it's still a flying machine. So she got there, you know, before she spoke. And then right after she was done, she left. So she's in recovery, you know, still healing. I'll put it that way, you know,
because
that's physical injuries are not fun.
Yeah, they are not. They're not fun but at
she,
all.
She did great. She did amazing. And I was.
I mean, it's nothing compared to what Shonda's been through, but I do have a boo-boo on both of my fingers, my fingertips, two totally separate. I got something stuck in one fingertip on my pointy finger. And on my other pointy finger, I got a paper cut. And you know, that's your fingers you use the most. Look at this, Michelle. Look at what I got going on. And I can barely do this anymore. And I know. It's okay if people want to send like get well soon cards and maybe some flowers or chocolates to make me feel better. But how annoying is it that I messed up both of my fingertips, my pointy fingers? Where is pointy? Here I am. Well, I'm glad you had an amazing weekend. I'm glad you're talking about amazing women, because I got to be with some really amazing ladies on Friday.
Yes, Dallas.
Michelle, can you see my pearls?
I do see your pearls.
I am now an official. And look at this bracelet. I want you to only look. I hope you can see that. I hope you can see that. It's got very pretty. All these little charms on it. So there's a program at the local elementary school, the elementary school I used to work at, and the actual elementary school that I went to this elementary school when I was a kid, called Bristow Elementary. And they have a program called Leading Ladies, and they meet regularly. They basically, women in the community pour into these girls' lives. They also have a program for the boys, and it's called Boys to Men. And the leading ladies just have different activities, different speakers. There's just something going on all year long to just pour into the lives of the young ladies in our community. So I have twice now been invited to come hang out with them. They had I believe it was a leadership day at an arboretum. And we talked about this, like an art museum and arboretum. We talked about this in a previous episodes of how I got to go in and do some storytelling with the girls and encourage them about overcoming obstacles.
Right.
And then Friday night they had a sleepover and it was a lock-in at the school. And they were like, hey, why don't you come do some comedy for the girls? Now, my comedy is not written for fourth, fifth, and sixth grade girls. It's not content that's, you know, really relatable to the kids. So I told my friend Jenny, who invited me to come, that I wouldn't necessarily do stand-up comedy for them, but that I would have something comical for them, some sort of, you know, activity that would be in the lines of comedy. And so basically I went and I looked up some different improv games and then kind of used ideas from improv games to create my own games.
Oh, fun.
Yes. And it was a lot of fun. We kind of did. I asked them when I got there if they knew what improv meant. I told them I'm not an improv comic, but it's definitely a skill set that, you know, that I want to work on and learn more about. And I asked them if they knew what it meant. This beautiful little girl in the center of the room was like, yeah, it means, you know, and it was kind of the, like, basically she explained being off the cuff and sporadic and in a moment. For example, if an actor or an actress forgets their lines, thinking on your feet. She just gave this beautiful definition of what improv means to you know, improvisation. And so I did kind of a warm up with them, and then I described things, had them all stand up. So I'm like, you know, you're a piece of toast popping out of a toaster. Now you're butter that's melting on that toast. Now you're a robot vacuum cleaner and you're stuck on a chair. And yeah, so another episode where Michelle does the robot. Listen, she's giving breakdance lessons now. So if you want to check her out at Michelle's comedy, that would be great. Just ask for the Junebug discount on your breakdance lesson. But so they did these activities. I did a mixed up punchlines where I lined them up, six girls facing the other six girls, and mixed up the setup and the punch. So someone would read a setup and the next person would read a punchline. And
brilliant ideas, Judy.
They wouldn't
brilliant
go together. Ideas. Yeah. They didn't go together. And so they had to kind of discover who has my punchline. And then they got to read the joke as a whole together. Then I did an interview where I let the girls create a crime that happened in their school. The first one was that someone came in and stole all of the toilet paper.
Oh,
yes.
No.
That all the toilet paper was gone. And I had behind, I knew they have a stage that has kind of a curtain type divider thing. And so I brought a basket full of props, and each one of them had to be whatever they had to answer in the character that I put them in. So ooh, the first character was a bunny rabbit. The second character was a four-leaf clover. That was adorable. her face was a big giant leaf clover. Like,
I bet you're lucky that I'm here.
Yes. Right. And then the final suspect was a llama, and it was a full llama costume. And then the second, we did two rounds of it. And then there was an interviewer, and I'd written out some questions for them to ask. And so they got to interview the suspects, you know. And the girls who conducted the interviews were so good, so creative. One of the girls, this was such a great improv moment. One of the girls was dressed like a frog, and she kind of froze up a little bit, like she didn't know quite what to say. So the little girl interviewing her goes, the fact that you're quiet is very suspicious.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I would have been like,
oh, did you just croak?
Yes. Yeah. The second round, the crime that they decided was that someone stole all of the mac and cheese and orange chicken from the cafeteria. And they would tell me that orange chicken is the favorite, right? Well, that second round, when I passed out and no one could see what the character was until they came out from behind the screen. So the person doing the interview, the girls, they didn't know, they didn't see a bunny and a coyote and whatever lined up. So that was kind of a surprise. The girl came out. In the second round, they stole chicken, and one of the girls was in a full-blown chicken costume.
Oh, no. No,
she
no, no.
was so creative and so funny. And like her, they were like, well, you know, where were you the night that all the orange chicken was stolen from the cafeteria? And she was like, she literally was like, are you kidding me? You're going to ask me that question? What do I look like, a cannibal? You think I would eat my cousins? Like, it was so creative, so funny. And then I did like door prizes. I left a bag of t-shirts, and at midnight I drew like their names out of a hat. So I had them write their name on a card, and if they had a joke they wanted to give me, they could write it on the backside of it. But I was going to Nashville that night. So when I got to Nashville, I did a video of me drawing names. So they got to like at midnight, you know, it was just something to have to look forward to and kind of break up the evening for them because they were there all night. So at midnight, I sent the video to my friend Jenny, who had kind of coordinated me being there. And so they drew five names for t-shirts. And then I had a gift basket I had put together that had a happy face on it that had some can like Laffy Taffy in it and ink pens and highlighters and a t-shirt and those kind of things that were inside the basket. But I ended up leaving with a stack of jokes that might rival some of your jokes, Michelle. And and it was absolutely, it was amazing. But right before I left, one of the little girls was like, before you go, Miss June, you know, we have something special for you. And it was this beautiful little girl that just gave a sweet little speech that said that she's like, we all love you so much. And we thank you for, you know, coming and talking to us and being there for us. And so we want to make you an honorary leading lady. And so they gave me this string of pearls, which is what they wear at their meetings. And then this bracelet has charms on it that represent different things for the girls. I know for sure what three of them are. There's a breast cancer awareness charm on there. There is a tree that was part of their leadership, and it was at the Arboretum. And so Miss Jenny pointed out, she was like, you know, that charm, you were a part of that event. And then the little crown was their overnight activity. And so, yeah, so I get to hang out with the leading ladies. I left with some jokes that I got to steal from them. And
are you going to share those jokes with us?
I could share some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. At least, yeah, share a couple.
And I'll say the first name, but that's it. Like, I don't want to call out anybody's name. It was just so sweet. Some of them didn't write a joke, but some of them really quickly had some jokes. Okay. So I think this is Kaya. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because. Okay. Some of them I can't read, so I have to pass. Maybe you can help me with this one. What's the DJ's favorite sauce?
I don't know, June. What is a DJ's favorite sauce?
I get it. I see it now. I thought it was a different word. What is the DJ's sauce? Meringue. Like the merengue. It's a dance, the merengue. Meringue sauce. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Why?
Who sent that joke in?
That one was a little girl named Kyra. We'll do just a couple more. This one cracked me up. I believe this is Shania. Shania said, you know, French fries weren't made in France. They were made in Greece.
Yep.
They were made in Greece. That one cracked me up. And this one was just really sweet. There's a friend, one of our friends, her name was Anna, and she just wrote, so they could write a joke or whatever they wanted on there. And she just put, we love you, Junebug. Like, aww. That's just says, we love you, Junebug.
And a little
butterfly, some hearts. So sweet. Another, why did the chicken cross the road? To see his duck friends. That was another Micaiah.
Isn't that ducky?
What's a bear's favorite fruit?
What is a bear's favorite fruit? I don't know.
Berries.
Oh,
yes. Angelique gave me that one.
Angelique.
Why did the golfer bring extra pants? Annabella said, just in case he got a hole in one.
Hole in one. Yep. Good.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll read one more. There's so many good ones. Oh, I love this. This one little girl's like, can I write a riddle? I'm like, absolutely, right? Whatever you want. So the question was, what happens once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
Okay, say that one more time.
What happens once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
Once in a moment. Okay, what?
The letter M.
The letter M.
Once in a minute, letter M. Twice in a moment, and never in a thousand years. The letter M.
I was going with it. I was going with E, but M is better.
That was Graceland. That was my friend Graceland. I wish I could read them all, but we would be here for a while. There's like 30 girls. And this is just the classic. We'll end on this one. This is Bella. This is a classic. How do you make a tissue dance, Michelle? You know.
Put a little boogie in it.
Put a little boogie in it. So it's just so sweet. Oh, okay. Okay.
It is.
And this one, what do cows count with? A calculator. I don't know.
Calculator. And moving on to the next subject.
Yes. So just a quick shout out to all of our friends at Bristow Elementary and the Leading Ladies program. They were amazing. And I would tell you get memories of certain places you get to go and events you get to do. And anytime I get to spend time with the girls at Bristow and the Leading Ladies program, it's top 10 of my year. It's great.
I love that so much. I mean, like, I love that so much because it reminds me of when I was doing my comedy club at the at the school. And it's exactly the same type of things. And you know, they send jokes in and all that fun stuff. So I love that so much. I'm glad that you got to be there. That, you know, doing the whole, they were there overnight, but you stayed till midnight. No, you left.
I had to leave. I was going to Nashville, and when she reached out to me, I told her I needed to leave earlier, you know, as early as I could. I would be glad to come and hang out for an hour with them. And they kind of made me the first person that the girls saw, which the principal, shout out to Miss Baker. She said, you know, this was just a great way to loosen them up and to get it started. So I'm glad that I was one of the first people in there. They got to get their little wiggles and their giggles out. They were setting up air mattresses and they all had their PJs on. I didn't know that, or I would have like bought some cool pajamas and showed up in the PJs, but then that would have been weird. Once I got to Nashville, I guess. Well, not weird. I've been to Nashville and people walking around in PJs. So I left, but I sent a video back to them so that they would get to watch it at midnight and see whose names were drawn for t-shirts on the door prize.
Oh, I love that. Now, you were headed to Nashville because you were meeting up and doing what? What happened in Nashville?
Yeah, so I was meeting up with our friend Leslie Robb from Leslie Robb Comedy and our friend Christy Condor. Leslie had an event in Nashville on Friday night, and then we were just going to spend some time like comedy brainstorming and just hanging out together for the weekend. Christy, Leslie, and I have done a like women's event comedy together, and we have three events that are coming up, and I'll share about that on a later date, but we have three events that are coming up to do a ladies night comedy. So we're kind of working on how we were going to do that and what order and who was doing what. So it was a little bit of business and pleasure, you know, did some business and then went downtown with Leslie. She grew up on country music. She was absolutely almost tearful when she got to see the Ryman for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I think she bought everything in the gift shop. She left with sweatshirt, t-shirt, mug. Like she was so excited, and she had no idea what the vibe was like on Broadway in Nashville. That place is insane. It's just crazy, and every bride from all over the world show up there to do their bachelorette parties, and it was just popping.
I've never been there. Like I've been through Nashville,
yes,
but I don't know anything about it except country songs come from there. It was
the same for Leslie. She had done several shows in Nashville, but she had never actually flown into Nashville, but she had never seen what that vibe is like. And most people who are local, you don't go down there. Like you're not going down there. It's crazy and it's expensive to park and, you know, whatever. But Christy and her husband have lived in that area long enough. They know so much historically, they know so many great places to drive by, landmarks, all that. We actually drove to Franklin, Kentucky, and got to see that as well. And Franklin, I probably spent more time downtown in Franklin than I have in Nashville. But it was cool to be with Christy because Christy was I mean, she could do comedy and be a tour guide for Nashville guide. And Franklin nice. And the Brentwood area. So I learned a lot of stuff about some areas, even like where my son lives, where some celebrities live. And, you know, so, there's a whole like documentary about a cult church that's like right down the road from his house. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. And I was sharing it with my future daughter-in-law. And I was like, do you know right down from the house is this church, you know, whatever. And she messaged me back. I forgot that the woman in the documentary, when I tell you, Michelle, her hair looks like you took four blonde wigs and stacked them on top of each other. Like Marge no. Simpson's hair is not no. as high as this woman's hair. It's insane. And so, yeah, so Ashley texted me and she was like, her hair needs its own documentary.
Her hair needs its own zip code. It needs.
Yes, yes. But it's, yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to mention what the documentary is necessarily. Because I don't want, yeah, I just don't, but it was cool. It was cool. Cause I was like, wait, what? That's the play, you know? And, so yeah, we hung out and that we love doing comedy with our friends, but having just quality time with them as well is just as much fun.
Now you sent me a picture earlier yes. of Christy Condor and yes. I want to put up first your picture and then her picture, because I know we've talked about this before about how much the two of you look alike. And then I want you to talk about her picture. Okay.
Yes.
So here's, so this is why you got to watch us on YouTube. So here's a picture of June, right?
Yes.
And now here's a picture of Christy.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You wait until you see. So for this ladies' night tour that we're doing, I don't do a ton on TikTok, but Leslie, you know, Leslie is just a social media guru. And apparently now the song that's trending is a song called Twin, Where Have You Been? And people oh. are doing these videos about like spotting their twin, like their bestie, their best friend. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, Michelle, we did this video where I was wearing the same, like Christy and I basically were wearing the same outfit. Both of us put our hair in ponytails. Both of us have like tortoise shell glasses. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, it's Christy sitting on the couch. It cuts to Leslie, cuts back to me. And I'm telling you, you cannot tell the difference between, like, if you didn't know it was a different person at the beginning, to me, it was, we even showed it to Christy's husband. And he was like, what? Like, that's crazy. Okay. So pop her face back up there. The reason why we were popping Christy's dry bar, talking about extraordinary women, talking about a leading lady. Christy Condor, her dry bar special, one of her clips is now over 1 million views. 1 million views. So dry bar comedy, Christy Condor, mm-hmm. you want to look for her special, okay? But her one of her clips, and it's got like the very first line that says, I just got out of a cult.
Which you were just talking about, a cult.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy, yes.
This is
maybe that inspired her. I don't know. But you know, people had to know, what is that about? And it's hilarious. Yes, there's a picture of Christy and I together. That was at Capernaum's Got Talent. She invited me to come be a guest judge at that. That was super cool. But yeah, so anyway, we want to shout out to Christy Condor. Congratulations on 1 million views on her dry bar clip. I just got out of a cult. Guys, dry bar comedy. Michelle's got a special coming out. I've got a special coming out. It'll be a few months for ours, but our friend Christy, hers is out. Her clips are on fire, and she now has a clip that is over 1 million views. We did celebrate about it downtown. I think they're working on, I did a spotted Leslie, spotted Christy downtown Nashville. And I was like, it's the Christy Condor. And her special is, and she has 1 million views that we celebrated with a cronut. Do you know what a cronut is?
Oh, okay. I've heard that it's like a donut and a croissant.
Yes. Yes. But I failed miserably on making good food decisions this weekend, and I didn't care. I did not care. Cronut is layers of croissant until it's like 3 inches tall. Mm-hmm. And then it's got a hole in the center of it, like a donut. And then there's different toppings, different fillings and all that. I got the tiramisu. Leslie Rob got a vanilla one. Christy may have got the Oreo, but I'm not for sure. But either way, we celebrated by eating a giant Cronut donut and just spent time together downtown.
Wow. Now, next time that you make poor food choices, as yes. you called it, I think this will help you out. Okay. If you take what item that was, so the Cronut in this example, and then you just set it down, you know, like pat below your knee. You got to set it, you know, you could put it on the ground if you want to, but you got to set it lower than your knee. And yes. then you pick it back up and you eat all of it stress-free, knowing yes. that you've lowered all the calories.
Also exercise when I pick it back up too.
Yes. So yeah. Really, you're bending and stretching it. It's yeah. It's an exercise.
But I just want to tell our friends that are listening, just side note, disclaimer, Michelle Van Dusen is not a professional nutritionist. Okay. So I would lower your Cronut if you want to, but yeah, please don't send us ugly letters telling us that it didn't actually work for you. So
we're going to totally have a new workout video, lower your Cronut.
Lower your Cronut. That's right. Lower your Cronut, lower your calories. That would be great. Okay, Michelle, we have rocked this one out today. Really quick, I'm going to give the tip of the day since we're talking about working out, exercise. So, or the tip of the week, sorry. The tip of the week is, pop it up there so I remember. Get moving. Okay, as far as comedians go, this is the tip that Rick Roberts, I learned from him when I first started doing comedy. He said, before you go on stage, if you can find a spot where you can get moving, just wiggle, shake, run in place. It's really difficult when you are sitting still and you are caught. And sometimes you have to. Sometimes you're at events and they just have you at a front table and you can't really get up and jog in place. But if there's an opportunity before you go on stage, just get moving a little bit. Don't go from sitting still cold to popping up onto the microphone. It, no matter how long you've been doing it, most people still get a quick adrenaline rush that comes in because now it's like a runner in the blocks. You're shooting out of the gate. You see runners before they do the event, they warm up. They get their body warmed up. So I always do that because your adrenaline rush doesn't hit so hard when you first get up there. You're already moving. You're in motion. Your brain is in motion. And it just makes it easier on you physically and mentally if you already are in kind of that state of mind before you actually get up there on stage. So that's our tip of the day. And just in life in general, get moving, get out. Being outdoors, going for a walk. I watched the sunset this morning, or the sun come up this morning, the sunrise, and just fresh air. It's just good for you. So all the way around, even if you're not a comedian, get out, get moving. Stay healthy because we love you. And we need you to stick around and listen to more episodes of the Laugh Support Podcast. Now, Michelle, I don't want to put this kind of pressure on you, but I already have. I've given some amazing jokes from the leading ladies. I'm going to let you give us your goofy joke to close out this episode.
Well, June, I do have a question, you know, because you've said quite a few interesting things today.
Thanks.
What did the paper say to the pen?
What did the paper say to the pen? I don't know, Michelle.
You have a good point. Because June,
and that joke was like a broken pencil. It was like a broken pencil. Absolutely
pointless.
But thanks for sharing it.
Wait, hang on, June. Knock, knock.
Oh no, two. Who's there?
Radio.
Radio who?
Radio not. This was another great episode of the Laugh Support Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
What? Look what you did there. Y'all follow us on social media. Follow Michelle at Michelle's Comedy, Michelle with one L. Michelle's Comedy on all social media platforms. And you can find me at June Bugs Comedy. If you watch, please listen on one of the many podcast platforms. And if you're listening, hey, why don't you go check it out? You'll see my beautiful pearls, my cool bracelet, and the comparison of me and my twin, Christy Condor. And Michelle's robot, her robot moves. You don't want to miss it. So check it out, y'all. Jesus and Junebug loves you. Tell them goodbye, Robot Michelle.
Goodbye. Thanks for